The name of her most recent book, or one of them, Brooke Shields, is Not Allowed to Get Old. And Brooke, a pleasure to talk to you. And I feel that you now feel the same way about our pets.
I absolutely feel almost even stronger about our pets because, especially in this era of my life, my kids are all gone to college. I have a different, more, even more personal relationship with my pet. And we lost our Pepper a couple of years ago, and it was such a devastating thing for all of us. And I hadn't been that aware of if there had been anything I could have done better. And beyond the guilt, I'm not talking just about that, but we don't often think of our pets as we do our own health. And they deserve it just as much. And I believe that a lot of what is environmental or what we're feeding them, what we're putting on them, ages them exponentially. And when I became aware of Prospect Pet and how they started on the farm and how they were, you know, clean and conscious and ethically, you know, sourced. And it's just, I really started thinking, okay, I have to change. I've done so much work on being healthy myself. I need to focus on my pet.
So what are you doing as far as making that change? And by the way, let me ask like seven questions at once. So I apologize in okay. front for that. But at the same time, here's what we know. We know our pets are living longer than ever before, but that's on one hand. On the other, we have a subset that is significant that is actually succumbing, dying sooner than they need to be. The Golden Retriever study has shown us, and the reason why we're doing that study in the first place with the Morris Animal Foundation is because it has been noted that that's the case. And a lot of what impacts our health in the environment, which you mentioned, we know for dogs for sure, and to a degree with cats as well, impacts their health. Can you comment on all of that?
All of that. Well, here's what the environment piece is also begins with what environment you provide for your pet, right? So not thinking globally, but what is missing in your pet's diet? What can aid your pet? So yes, pets are, some are living longer and they're also seeing a higher cancer rates.
Yeah.
So what is that? What are we doing? What are we giving them? And, you know, what do we not know? And, you know, I come from the 70s where you were just like, oh, it was kibble and just throw, you know, kibble in the bowl and they'll eat it. And it doesn't really matter what brand or anything. And we just don't think of it because we think, oh, they're animals, they're dogs. And as I've grown up, I've learned that things like joint mobility is important and flexibility and comfort for your dog. You know, why does the dog limp when it goes down the stairs too fast? Or, you know, what am I not doing for my pet? So I think that my comment is, I think we have to keep learning. And what we have to do and what Prospect has to do is keep educating people, because that's, education is power. And we've learned so much about, well, I mean, it goes back and forth, but what we put in our bodies, what we shouldn't put in our bodies, what we should put in our bodies. And we're so sort of obsessed with that. But it's really, really important that we look at our animals as we would our own health. I mean, yes, they are animals, but they are also beings. And whether, you know, I never thought of putting paw protector on my dog until she started running at the beach. And now she'd come back and she'd be licking her paws and I looked at them and they'd be raw. So, you know, Prospect had paw protector is something that I never thought. And, you know, I worried that if she licked it off, it would be unsafe. And it's perfectly safe. I didn't know that, you know, I've heard salmon was good or pumpkin was good, but I didn't know. I never thought about how it was sourced. You know, the skin and coat, how the product has, you know, wild Alaskan salmon. You know, you don't really think, you think, oh, I'm giving them fish or I'm doing this, but we need to take the understanding and education a little bit farther, and we can provide that to people. And once they learn it, because these pets, these pets are our children. And once you learn that, and once you sort of say, oh, I don't want to do anything harmful to my own self or my pet, I think that we will see, hopefully, both of those stats continue to be improved.
You have been a longtime advocate for mental health. Do you think that pets can play a role in helping our own mental health and the reverse as well, that we can play a role in supporting theirs?
I think both of those things are so incredibly true. I mean, you just look at, my younger daughter, when she was little, she split her head open. And while she was in the hospital, terrified and, getting 14 stitches and stuff, and they said, could we bring this support dog by? And I knew she loved dogs, and she was only like six, seven. And she, no, she was even younger. And this dog came by and just put her little head on the bed. And I swear there was like a glimmer of a smile in my daughter. And she was had been so terrified, and it wasn't anything her mother could give her or whatever, but there was just this little connection between the two of them. So I've gone through some terrible health issues, and my first dog would just sit at my feet and come up and lick my face and then go sit at my feet. And the support and the calm support and unconditional love that our pets give us is so important and irreplaceable. And I've noticed my dog is so in tune to my mood. And if I'm stomping around and I'm anxious and I'm giving off energy, her ears go back a little. She kind of follows me differently. And when I'm joyous and happy, she kind of just plays with whatever she wants to, or, and she, and, or she'll just flop at my feet. There's a different, she's vigilant differently when my mood is put out there.
When she's stomping around, Brooke Shields stomps around,
I
apparently.
stomp
She
sometimes. My kids
stomps.
really, I stomp a stomper
Yeah,
because
she's
I've got so much to do. I have to stomp to get to the
it's
1 minute
been
seat.
it's been said that it's very difficult for some actors to work with animals. I know some actors who say, "You know what? That's not the case." Lucille Ball told me, as long as there's the laugh, and I'm going to make sure there's the laugh. And if the animal, if the dog or a cat typically, but with her, it was a wide variety of animals over the years, doesn't hit its mark, for example, then I'm going to make sure that animal is there on its mark. How do you feel about working with animals?
I immediately go to the trainer and I say, give me as much as you can and let me spend every break with the dog. And I want the dog to know me or the cat. I was doing pretty baby. I was 11. And there's this amazing scene where this kitten comes up and I put down a glass of milk. And the kitten just walked over to the milk and kept licking it out of the glass. And then I just sort of stayed in character. And then after the cat was finished, I just grabbed the cup and drank it. And it's like one of my favorite scenes in the movie. And I just recently had to work with a dog. And I get very, very in tune to the dog. And I make sure that the dog knows that what it's supposed to do, but feels like really confident with me. I have no problem working with dogs, animals. Or I had to work with these alpacas in a movie. And they were like, have you ever worked with alpacas before? You're really good at it. And I was like, worked at the San Diego Zoo when I was a kid. I just went and birthed baby lambs. I have such a hands-on, they sense your confidence. And so I make sure I work really hard to make the dogs that I've worked with look good, or the alpacas.
Well, that was one lucky dog or lucky alpacas. Brooke Shields, what a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate your time.
And you've never looked better. Thank you.
Thank you.